Me'ilah chapter 4, Mishnah 1. Kodesh HaMizbeach mitztarfin ze im ze le'me'ilah. Things which have been set aside for the Mizbeach combined together for Me'ilah, meaning that the minimum amount you have to use to be transgressed Me'ilah is a pruta. Right? So if you use a little bit of this sacrifice and a little bit of that sacrifice, the two can combine to form the pruta. They also combine together to obligate you if it's pigul noisar v'tame, right, to transgress any of those. So pigul is it slaughtered with an out of time intention, as we said many times. Noisar is it's been left for too long. It's past the maximum amount of time for eating. And tame is the animal became tame. So in order to transgress, you have to have at least a kazas, right, at least an olive's bulk. So if you have half an olive's bulk of this sacrifice and half an olive's bulk of that sacrifice, the two combined together, and it's now an Isser Karas. Kodesh Bedekabas mitztarf in Zemzeh, so two things which have been donated for the upkeep of the temple. If you use a little bit of this thing and a little bit of that thing, the two together can combine to form the pruta amount, that's the minimum amount to transgress. And not only that, says the Mishnah, Kodesh HaMizbeach v'Kodesh Bedekabas, the things which have been donated for the altar and things which have been donated for the upkeep of the temple, mitztafin ze im zele me'ila, they also combine together for the minimum amount of the pruta for me'ila.